So we proceed from last week. When I saw that my mind was not being set at rest by my superiors, I decided to say nothing of these purely interior matters. Exteriorly, I tried, as a good nun should, to tell everything to my superiors. But as for the needs of my soul, I spoke about these only in the confessional. For many very good reasons, I learned that a woman is not called to discern such mysteries. I mean, the superior is a woman, no? They are not made to discern such spiritual mysteries. So she said, I can tell her, but just to plainly to tell her. But for the confessional, at least the priest of the grace of the sacrament, she could understand. Even she said also, very difficult to get a confessor to understand where her soul is. So it's difficult, eh? I learned that a woman is not called to discern such mysteries. I laid myself open to much unnecessary suffering. For quite a long time, I was regarded as one possessed by the evil spirit. When you're different, so you're different. For better or for worse, so usually for worse. And I was looked upon with pity. Oh, this nun. And the superior took certain precautionary actions in my respect. Although she never condemned her, but something, not sure, insecure. It reached my ears that the successors also regarded me as such. So the rumors can see, whenever she goes, there's something not welcoming, criticizing, you know, you can see how she feel. And the sky grew dark around me. I began to shun these divine graces. But it was beyond my power to do so. You know, once she said, Jesus, don't come to me. Better. She feel much better. Otherwise, she feel or confused or, you know, the people doesn't accept. Suddenly, I would be enveloped in such recollection that, against my will, I was immersed in God, and the Lord kept me completely dependent upon Himself. So at least the soul rests in peace in the Lord. Otherwise, no solution. In initial moments, my soul is always a little frightened, but later it's filled with a strange peace and strength. All these things could still be endured, but when the Lord demanded that I should paint that picture, they began to speak openly about me and to regard me as a hysteric and a fantasist. And the rumors began to grow louder. The more she asked for the picture, it never happened before. Even the time of Margaret de la Coque, she just expressed that she saw Jesus the heart, you know. Therefore asked her to paint a picture. So I think ever in history, Jesus wants people to paint a picture on himself. Never happened. So this sister special, something wrong. One of the sisters came to talk to me in private. She began by pitying me and said, I've heard them say that you are a fantasist, sister. Fantasist, I mean the one who make dreams. And that you have been having visions. Visions, I'm just illusions. My poor sister, defend yourself in this matter. Push her out. She was a sincere soul and should be sincere or she had heard. But I had to listen to such things every day. God only knows how tiring it was. All the good souls coming to her, telling her the same thing. Yes, I resolved to bear everything in silence and to give no explanation when I was questioned. At times, should be quiet, silence. Some were irritated by my silence. Especially those who were more curious. Others who reflected more deeply said, Sister Faustina must be very close to God if she has the strength to bear so much suffering. So some people admired her. Her silence, not agitated, but admired her. They must be come from God. So hard. Everybody pointing her, pushing her, and she just keep quiet. It was as if I were facing two groups of judges. One good souls, the other group judging her. One is negative, one is positive. Both group, you know. I strove after interior and exterior silence. Good words, keep silence. Accusing words, silence. Keep it swallow. Something we have to learn, in life also. At times we're anger, shout out. Even not to the person. Silence. I strove after interior and exterior silence, inside and outside. Even outside silence was, if interior is still anger, it's not enough. I said nothing about myself, even though I was questioned directly by some sisters. My lips were sealed. I suffered like a dove without complaint. But some sisters seemed to find pleasure in vexing me in whatever way they could. You see, lonely in the outside world, people agitate you. Even you want to join a convent, the same. Don't say, therefore it is an escape. Oh, the world is so bad. I go to the convent, close myself. No, worse. Worse. My patience irritated them, but God gave me so much inner strength that I endured it calmly. So if it's the will of God, you have the grace. Don't worry, you have the grace. I learned that I would have helped from no one at such moments, and I started to pray and beg the Lord for a confessor. My only desire was that some priest would say this one word to me: be at peace, you are on the right road. Or reject all this, for it does not come from God. Still, there are two ways. One way is be at peace, this is the way. Yeah, you're okay, no problem. That way, come on, take away. There are two types of confessors. Doesn't help her. But I could not find such a priest who was sufficiently sure of himself to give me a definite opinion in the name of the Lord. The priest is scared of her. So much impatience. Doesn't know what to tell. If yes, maybe not. Yes or no? No, they're not, so okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, no, don't take away, don't think. Too extreme. And so the uncertainty continued. Oh, Jesus, if it is your will that I live in such uncertainty, may your name be blessed. You know, even it's not changed. If you confess, still always no sure answer. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus. If even until death, she willingly accept this situation. That's what we have to learn from life, from her. You know, we want answer exact answer is immediate, might be Jesus. The Lord is very patient, calm, and when we are coming up. I beg you, Lord, direct my soul, yourself, and be with me, for of myself I am nothing. Thus I've already been judged from all sides. There is no longer any time in me that has escaped the sister's judgment, no matter where she go. In refectory, in the chapel, dormitory, no matter what sisters in front of her, she finds herself being judged. You can see people judge you. From their eyes, you can see how they look at you. Right? The way you look at a person, you know what she mean? Incredulous, unbelieving, or just, let's see what happened. But it seems now to have worn itself out, and they have begun to leave me in peace. They stop, too tiring, too irritated. No response. Always quiet, smile, calm. So they make them more quiet, more irritated. My tormented soul has had some rest, and I've learned that the Lord has been closest to me in times of such persecutions. These truths lasted for only a short time. A violent storm broke out again. And now the old suspicions became from them as if true facts, and once again I had to listen to the same old songs. The Lord would have it that way. But then, strangely enough, even exteriorly, I began to experience various failures. This brought down to me many sufferings of all sorts, known to God alone. But I tried at best. The best I could to do something, to do everything with the purest of intentions. I could now see that everywhere I was being watched by a thief. In the chapel, while I was carrying out my duties, in my cell, everybody's watching her secretly, seeing what happened. I was now aware that besides the presence of God had always close to me a human presence as well. God is omnipresent. Her sisters omnipresent, every presence everywhere to watch her. Imagine if you work, always watched, pointing at you. Every minute watching you, how you sweep the floor, how you clean, how you cook. You see? The same. So you share the fate of Sis Faustina. You're not worse. And I must say that more than once this human presence bothered me greatly. There were times when I wondered whether I should undress to wash myself or not. To close herself and go away. Indeed, even that poor bed of mine was checked many times. If under scrutiny from the CID, now they doubt the United States of America, they are accepting the telephone of all the people, no? The same. Even her bed checked. More than once I was seized with laughter When I learned, they would not even leave my bed alone. One of the sisters herself told me that she came to observe me in my cell every evening to see how I behave in it. So she said she was all the inspiration from Jesus appearing to her. So she watched secretly how she talked to Jesus, how the appearance, you know. Still, superiors are always superiors. And although they humiliated me personally, and on occasions filled me with all kinds of doubts, they always allowed me to do what the Lord demanded. So they dare not stop. They're not sure. Though not in the way I asked, but in some other way, they fulfilled the Lord's demands and gave me permission for all the rigors and mortifications that Jesus asked of me. One day, one of the mothers poured out so much of her anger on me and humiliated me so much that I thought I would not be able to endure it. She said to me, "You queer, hysterical, missionary, get out of this room. Go on with you, sister." She continued to pour out upon my head everything she could think of. When I got to my cell, I fell on my face before the cross and then looked at Jesus. I could no longer say a single word. Yet I concealed everything from the others. I pretended that nothing had happened between us. So this diary is published after many years, if published that time, you know, with people feel very bad. Satan always takes advantage of such moments. Thoughts of discouragement begin to rise to the surface. For your faithfulness and sincerity, this is your reward. This is the temptation from the devil. How can one be sincere when one is so misunderstood? That means if one misunderstands you, because you are bad. This is the logic from the devil. Again, I fell to the ground under this weight, and I broke out in a sweat, and fear began to overcome me. I don't want to learn to lean on interiorly. Suddenly, I heard a voice within my soul. "Do not fear. I am with you." So she's really alone. If the superior didn't trust her, even scold her, isn't screamed to her, kick her out, you can imagine. She got nowhere. But Jesus says, "Do not fear. I am with you." And an unusual light illuminated my mind, and understood that I should not give in to such sorrows. I was filled with a certain strength and left myself with new courage to suffer. Nevertheless, I began to grow a bit reluctant. I did not pay attention to these interior inspirations and tried to distract myself. But despite the noise and the distraction, I could see what was going on in my soul. The word of God is clear, and nothing can stifle it. I began to avoid encounters with the Lord in my soul because I did not want to fall prey to illusions. So many people say, "You are your illusions," then you have doubt whether it's really an illusion or it's really appearance of the Lord. So she doubted, oh, better. She was in doubt, really. She fall on the trap. If 100 people saying that you are this, at least 1% you believe, might be. You know, that's a problem. Many people say you are bad, then you will say, perhaps you are bad. That means many child. When a childhood, the mother always say, you are bad, you are no good. When they grow up, then all this, you are bad, you are grown, coming. No encouragement, negative, affects us all the time. Affects her too. However, in a sense, the Lord kept pursuing me with His gifts, and truly I experienced alternate torture and joy. Both torture and joy. Always together. The cross and resurrection. Death and life. Always together. If there's no death, there's no life. I make no mention here of the various visions and graces God granted me during this time, because I've written this down elsewhere. She really lost. So difficult. Even got some inspiration, just dropped down somewhere, didn't follow here. But I will simply mention here that these various sufferings had come to a peak, and I resolved to put an end to these doubts of mine before my perpetual vows. So this before perpetual vows, so you can imagine. Throughout my probation, I prayed for lights, for the priest to whom I was to open up my soul to its depths. I asked God that He Himself would help me and grant me the grace to be able to express even the most secret things that exist between me and Him, and to be so disposed that whatever the priest would decide, I would accept as coming from Jesus Himself. No matter what judgment He would pass on me, all I wanted was the truth and a decisive answer to certain questions. I put myself completely in God's hands. And my soul decided was the truth. I could not go on living in doubt any longer, although in the depths of my soul, I was so very much so sure that things came from God, that I would lay down my life for this. However, I placed the confessor's opinion above all, and I made up my mind to do as he thought best, and to act according to the advice that he would give me. I looked forward to that moment which would decide the course of my actions for the rest of my life. So she's yearning for a confessor to help her. I knew that everything would depend on this. It mattered little whether what he would say to me would be in accord with my inspirations or quite the contrary. This no longer mattered to me. I wanted to know the truth and know it. Obedience, humility. She can say, I got the direct inspiration from the Lord. Why I have to listen to confessor? I have to speak to him and ask for decision. Even on the contrary, she say she will accept as if God's will. It's complete humiliation. Trust. Jesus, you can help me. From this moment, I began anew. I concealed all the graces within my soul and await whomsoever the Lord will send me. With no doubt in my heart, I ask the Lord Himself to deign to help me during these moments. And courage of sorts enters my soul. So at the end, she had to make the solution. She can survive. Inside, outside, all doubts, all pointed her illusions. The final solution, Jesus. Even she afraid of to meet Jesus. Don't know whether it's a real appearance or just illusion. She was doubt. So I better get a good confessor. Whatever. I must again mention that there are some confessors who seem to be true spiritual fathers, but only as long as things go well. But so far, it's suddenly pretty late, they become perplexed, and either cannot or will not understand the soul. They try to get rid of the person as soon as possible. But if the soul is humble, it will always profit in some little way or other. God himself will sometimes cast a shaft of light into the depths of the soul because of its humility and faith. So even the confessor doesn't understand you. But if you have this simplicity, if this humility, there's some light there. Even the priest doesn't understand you at all. But in one little words, God make use of it for you. The confessor will sometimes say something he had never intended to say, without even realizing it himself. Oh, let the soul believe that such words are the words of the Lord himself. So, though indeed we ought to believe that every word spoken in the confessional is God's, what I have referred to above is something that comes directly from God. And the soul perceives that the priest is not master of himself, that he is saying the things that he would rather not say. This is how God rewards faith. So many times the priest tells you something that he never intended to tell. Sometimes just saying that to you, but how is mine? Jesus working here. One more paragraph. I've experienced this many times myself. A certain very learned and respected priest, to whom I sometimes happen to go to confession, was always severe and opposed to these matters. But on one occasion, he replied to me, "Bear in mind, sister, that if God is asking this of you, you should not oppose him. God sometimes wants to be praised in just this way. Be at peace. What God has started, he will finish." And I say this to you, faithfulness to God and humility. And once again, humility. Bear well in mind that what I have told you today. I was delighted, and I thought that perhaps this priest had understood me. But it so turned out that I never went to confession to him again. Now this priest, very severe to her, that never believed in what she says. But the last time, confession, just asserting her, it's okay. Be humble, listening.